Today on the AMD GPU Daily, we have a packed episode filled with the latest developments in the GPU landscape, particularly focusing on AMD's advancements and some intriguing happenings in the broader GPU market. Let's dive right in. Quick headline overview. 1. AMD has introduced a new author bio for Devang Patel on its Rockham Tech blog, highlighting contributions to the community. 2. Intel's Arc GPUs have made strides with new driver updates, allowing users to play Crimson Desert, though with some caveats. 3. Developments in AMD's ROCm software ecosystem continue to enhance support for machine learning and high-performance computing. Deep dive on news items. Let's start with the ROCm Tech Blog update. AMD has added a new author bio for Devang Patel, which is not just a simple addition, but signifies the growing community engagement within the ROCm ecosystem. This is crucial for developers who rely on ROCm for their GPU-accelerated workloads. Having recognized contributors like Patel can help foster a more vibrant community, encouraging knowledge sharing and collaboration among developers. The ROCm platform has been pivotal in providing an open-source software stack for GPU computing. It's designed to support a range of workloads, particularly in machine learning and high-performance computing. The recent updates, including the addition of contributor bios, indicate AMD's commitment to transparency and community involvement. This can lead to more developers contributing to the ROCm ecosystem, which is essential for its growth and adaptability. Now, switching gears to the broader GPU market, Intel has made headlines with its Arc GPUs. Recent driver updates have finally allowed Intel Arc GPU users to boot and play Crimson Desert. This is a significant milestone, especially considering that just weeks ago, the developers of Crimson Desert advised Arc GPU owners to seek refunds due to compatibility issues. The latest driver, version 32.101.8629, has reportedly enabled some users to achieve nearly 60 FPS at 1440p Ultra settings with an Arc B580, which is quite impressive. However, it's important to note that this support is still in a somewhat experimental phase. Users have reported crashes, especially when enabling features like FidelityFX Super Resolution, FSR, and visual artifacts are prevalent. This situation underscores the challenges that Intel faces in establishing its Arc GPUs in a competitive market, especially against established players like AMD. Now, while Intel is working on these compatibility issues, AMD continues to refine its ROCm software stack, which is crucial for developers working with machine learning and AI workloads. The ROCm platform's focus on providing robust support for frameworks like TensorFlow and PyTorch makes it a go-to option for many in the field. The ongoing enhancements in ROCm, including better performance optimizations and more extensive library support, are critical as more developers look to leverage AMD GPUs for their ML tasks. AMD's strategic focus on open-source solutions is also noteworthy. By fostering an ecosystem that emphasizes community contributions and transparency, AMD is positioning itself as a leader in the GPU market, particularly for open computing workloads. Closing thought. As we look to the future, the competition in the GPU space is heating up. AMD's continued investment in the ROCm ecosystem and community engagement is likely to pay dividends as more developers adopt its technology. Meanwhile, Intel's slow but steady progress with its Arc GPUs highlights the importance of driver support and compatibility in gaining user trust. We'll be keeping a close eye on these developments, as they will undoubtedly shape the landscape of GPU computing in the years to come. Thanks for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily, where we keep you updated on the latest in GPU technology and trends. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll explore more exciting advancements and insights in the world of GPUs.